The coronavirus pandemic has challenged all of us in ways big and small. One tough part has been the isolation. Many people have found creative ways to cope as they wear masks and work from home or are alone more than usual. Sherry Lawson of member station WEKU has this story of an 87-year-old Kentucky woman who has spent the time whittling.
Minnie Atkins has spent almost the entire past year here alone in her home nestled in a valley among the rolling hills of eastern Kentucky. She sits on her front porch with a long pocket knife and picks up a piece of maple wood.
So are you ready for me to start whittling? All right, here we go. This is better to be whittling outside than it would be in the house, ain't it?
Atkins is known for carving whimsical animals like possums, tigers, and bears. Since the pandemic, she's mostly confined herself at the house, but she stayed busy painting and whittling more than usual.
I whittled 182 pieces from March till September. Then after that, I done 62 paintings.
As she chips away on the piece of wood that's beginning to look like a rooster, she says this time of COVID hasn't changed her style. Judging from the carving in her hand, it's second nature to her.
Well, you see, we just took off all the wood we didn't need and left what we did need. It would look better if I hadn't cut its beaks so short.
As a 10-year-old, Atkins taught herself this art form that was primarily dominated by men. The spry wood carver says she would make toys like bows and arrows, pop guns, and whistles. In the mid-1980s, Atkins sold a few of her pieces to a small Kentucky gallery for $32. Now some people pay hundreds of dollars for her carvings. She believes anybody willing to work hard can create folk art.
You don't have to be trained. You don't have to have nobody to teach you. You just do what your being wants to do and what your heart tells you to do.
The Appalachian artist is humble about the recognition she's received, including an award of distinction from the Folk Art Society of America. She's honored her work is featured in permanent collections around the country, like the Smithsonian. Sitting on her front porch, Atkins says the last year and a half doesn't feel real except for all the work she's done. She says she's probably whittled twice as much as usual during this pandemic. She calls her whittling a blessing.
I don't know what I would have done without my carving for the last year because it has helped me so much to get through the lonely days. Only thing, I was making money, but I couldn't get out to spend it, so I guess that was good.
Minnie Atkins says she's ventured out to one baptism since she's been fully vaccinated. She's anxious to see family and get back to church services. For NPR News, I'm Sherry Lawson in Elliott County, Kentucky.